everyone. Bonjour. Welcome to another episode of Follow the Light Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Bob St. Cyr, and coming to you from the Fraser Valley, about an hour east of Vancouver, British Columbia in Canada. We have a shorter podcast this episode. I'm just going to basically talk a little bit about my workshop experience. I've had recently had two online workshops with master photographer Alan Ross, and you might recognize that name. Alan was a assistant to Ansel Adams when Ansel was busy and had his work going down there in California. Alan was one of his assistants, and even today, when we look at Ansel Adams products that are still available, Alan does all the printing for those. So when you see calendars or day planners or publications with Ansel's pictures in them, chances are they were prepared or printed by Alan Ross. So I was able to take a couple of workshops with Alan, one on exposure and one on zone system, and I found them very informative and really, really enjoyed them. I just want to interject here to mention that the workshops were online via Zoom. So it's been a real interesting time when I've been able to do things that I would not normally be able to do if it wasn't for the ability of Zoom to connect us to other parts of the world. I mean, normally I wouldn't be able to attend a workshop because of the distance and the time required, and also the cost involved as well. So it's really nice to be able to at least do things online, if not in person. So I guess we could say there is a positive aspect to all this Zoom casting that the pandemic has forced us into. I mean, the important lessons I took away from the Zoom workshops with Alan were that we can have all the technical acumen of a master photographic craftsman, but if you don't have the passion or that creative spark, so to speak, then your images may lack something. So it was really neat to come to this realization through the workshops. Having a technical skill is necessary for a lot of things, and photography is no exception. So being a skill in camera operation, regardless of what type of camera that is going to be important. And especially if you're working with black and white and you're working with large format film, like I do, and you want to maximize the quality of those negatives that you'll be shooting, that you'll be producing in the field, and get the best quality negative that you can. You want to make sure that you're getting as much detail as you can in your highlights and in your shadows and in your midtones, and make sure everything comes together. But that is a subjective comment, because what it comes down to is technical aspect, sure, at one point. But the other thing is your passion, your feeling. What does an image make you feel? When you look at a scene, when you're composing it or you're setting up your camera and you're looking over the scene and you frame whatever it is you're going to frame in your viewfinder, and what is that passion that drives you to press the shutter? The creative aspect also is very, very important here. What is it that you want to convey? What message do you want to convey through your photography? So having a technical aspect, technical ability, is important, and it's one aspect. But the other aspect is, how do you feel about the image, the passion you have for the image? How are you going to translate that image in the darkroom when you make a print? So it starts with the negative, right? Getting all the information you can on that negative so that it makes your job in the darkroom a lot easier when it comes to printing that work. That's also important. So that's the other aspect of it, is the feeling that you get from the image, or the passion you have for your work, for your creativity. So that's it. Those are two of the things that I really gleaned from the workshops, aside from the information that was shared with me, which was very useful as well. But it made me wonder, it made me think that, yeah, photography is a two-pronged approach. it made me really think that, you know, maybe there are two sides or two aspects to being a good photographer. And one is the technical aspect, understanding how to use your camera, how to compose, what you include in the frame, how you make your exposure. And the other aspect is the interpretive aspect. How are you going to interpret that scene? What does it mean to you? And how are you going to translate that in the darkroom through your printing? Important questions, I think, to ask ourselves as photographers, what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. Just a couple of things to keep in mind. So the weather's nice, finally. Spring break is here, and it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to get out and make some images and work outside in the parks, which are quite isolated. It's easy to be isolated when you're out in the parks. So I hope that you guys are able to get out and get some photography done and get some fresh air and some exercise. That's always a good thing, I think. So it's a short episode, this one. For the next episode, I'm planning to have a female film photographer, and she's an amazing artist working in platinum palladium printing and in medium format film. So I look forward to having a short chat or interview with Fiona. So until next time, you guys take care. And if you have any questions or comments, you can send them to me at brsc@uvic.ca, or you can leave a comment on the Facebook page, the Follow the Light Analog Photography Podcast page on Facebook. Thank you, everyone, for listening.